Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Juan Colon was also arraigned this morning for a alleged homicide that occurred on the 190 northbound last Monday on July 9th, 2018. The allegation is that Mr. Colon shot the victim as they were both driving in two separate cars on the northbound 190 by the Niagara Street exit. It occurred at approximately 6 p.m. At evening, right at the end of rush hour traffic. Both vehicles were going allegedly over 50 miles an hour on the I-190. And the allegation is that the victim's car was traveling in the center lane. Mr. Colon was traveling in the left-hand lane. And the allegation is that Mr. Colon shot across his passenger seat into the driver's side of the victim's car, striking and killing him. So he was arraigned this morning on murder in the second degree. The victims, what's tragic about this, I mean, again, homicides are all tragic. What gives this an added tragic component is that the victim's mother was a front passenger seat in the car at the time of the shooting.
Do you know anything about a possible motive?
I'm not going to comment at all on a motive. I can just tell you that the two individuals knew one another, and I'll leave it at that.
Was the car that he was driving, Mr. Colon, was that vehicle the white Toyota found?
I'm not going to comment specifically on the actual car. All I will say is that someone on the 190, had information about what happened, and since it occurred on the 190, called the state police, and they relayed that information to the state police, and then the investigative proceeded from there, ultimately leading into the arrest and arraignment of Mr. Colon.
Who made the arrest?
State police. Yeah, it was
good. And then he was arrested in Buffalo.
Correct.
Was anyone in the car with Colon?
Not that I'm aware of.
Were there any cars in the far right lane?
I don't know. I don't know. I know that after the shooting, the victim's car in the middle lane veered over through the left-hand lane and ended up striking the barrier in the middle of the 190.
In a situation like that, are the traffic cameras, are they able to use the video from those traffic cameras to help them?
There's cameras that are all over the city of Buffalo and locations and as Chief Richards and Commissioner Gamal can tell you, cameras all over the city of Buffalo are very helpful. I'm not gonna get into specific in this case here whether or not there's evidence of camera video. Again, this matter has to go proceed to a grand jury and go forward, so I can't get an exact evidence. But I can just say generally, the cameras in the city of Buffalo are extremely helpful.
What was the dispute?
I can't talk about it more of this time.
Pretty unusual, though.
Very unusual.
High speed,
yeah. Very, very unusual.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.